tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
Good morning, Swarm! And welcome to a very special edition, bonus episode this week of Tinfoil Hat. I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in. Joining me, he is the he's got a wonderful website. This guy's got a great story. He's a good friend. He's known as the health hero. Please welcome Tim James.
Sam, what's up, man? Thanks for having me on today.
Brother, how are you? Tim, thanks for joining me. Tim, what's your website real quick?
It's chemicalfreebody.com.
Okay, we're gonna get into all that real quick. I just want guys to tell you that tonight I am in San Diego. I'm at the Fuck House, not my name, my show. That's the name of the place I'm playing. I think there's about 5 tickets left. We oversold it. It's a small room. So if you're in San Diego and you're part of the Swarm, you want to come hang out, please come and hang out with me tonight. I'm also going to be in Phoenix, Arizona next weekend. That is the 2nd. The 22nd, 23rd, 24th, I'm going to be at the House of Comedy. And then the next week, I'm in Indianapolis at Helium's. And that is, I believe, the 29th, 30th, and the 1st. All those tickets available at samtripoli.com. And I have some big news, hopefully about to drop. 2 big announcements. If you listened to last episode, we're going to celebrate the big 500 for Tinfoil Hat. That should be coming out in November. We should be doing it in November. We're either going to do it the first week of November or second week of November. That's kind of when we want to do it. So I hope you all can come and celebrate with us. Tinfoil Hat, big 500 episodes. We're going to go big, hard in the paint, bring out all the savages. So I will give you more details as that come. And the second announcement I cannot make right now, but we're finalizing everything and it will be a big thing for everybody on the show. And I hope you guys will join us. So that's about it. Let's get back to my good friend Tim James. Tim, I forget how we met each other. How did we meet each other?
Pat Miletich introduced us.
Jeffrey Wilson, Pat Miletich from the Conspiracy Farm were nice enough to hook us up, and we've been BFFs ever since, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just love, just two dudes shredded, hanging out, looking good.
Yeah, dude, you are looking good, man. Your energy's better. Your skin looks clearer. Your smile might even be a little bit better. I can't believe it, dude. You've done the work. You've been doing the work over there with twins. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, dude, it's like I'm smiling while I'm decaying, brother. I'm doing the best I can, and I'm very excited about it. And I'm in a wonderful place. So thank you for the kind words on that. Tim, for those who might not know you, you're on the Union of the Unwanted a lot. You have a really great podcast. Can you tell our listeners, for those who haven't heard your last couple appearances on the show, a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, I actually went back through our last show we had. It was episode 307 on Tinfoil Hat, and we talked about toxic food. And, you know, how did I get into all this health stuff? You know, I went through my backstory last time, so I'll do the shortened version, right? So I grew up redneck, Eastern Oregon, hunting and fishing. If it flies, it dies. It's brown, it's down. We were killing everything, deer, elk, chuckers, pheasants, turkey, everything. And chopping wood and working on the farm and, you know, pigs and horses and goats and cows and ducks and chickens. I mean, we had it all between the two farms, me and my buddy Mike McKinnon, man. We had every animal pretty much covered. And I played baseball at a high level. I grew up on the standard American diet, lots of meat. And by age 37, my gut was destroyed. I was over 38 pounds overweight. Actually checked. I've been telling everybody 38 pounds for like 5 years. It was actually 42 pounds. So I was fatter than I thought. And, you know, and then it got worse, man. I started getting eczema it's a skin stuff. It's like you turn into like lizard man. So both of my elbows were cracking and bleeding. My knee had a huge patch of it. And then I take my shirt off and I started feeling I didn't feel good about myself going to the beach and taking my shirt off. I was very a type outgoing guy. And all of a sudden my world was like caving in on me and I was becoming insecure with my looks. And that wasn't good for my, you know, my conscience or my just feeling being a happy person. And then it got worse. I started bleeding rectally. I had what was called leaky gut syndrome. It got really, really bad. I got where you get these little tears or microscopic holes in the intestinal lining. And then all these undigested food particles and microbes and parasites and shit start going into your bloodstream. And it just causes a lot of problems. Then a buddy of mine got cancer and Charles, and we went to the Hippocrates Health Institute to try to save his butt. And that's where I learned all about detoxing and nutrition, how to clean up the gut, heal the gut. That's where I learned about, you know, getting your water right and how important it is, because your body's mostly made of water, and how important it is to get your water cleaned up and, you know, restructured and all these things. And I healed myself. And within 60 days of on that program, I come back, I could see my ribs again, my energy came back, my mental clarity, the rectal bleeding stopped, the acid reflux and the heartburn, all the Tums and Rolaids I was popping, I was done with all that shit. And I got so excited about it, I just freaking started telling people. And then before too long, 5 years later, I'd had over 5,000 people to my house teaching them these same lectures that I learned at the Institute, detoxing and nutrition. And now, as you can see behind me, for those listeners that aren't on YouTube or something, I've got a big tray of wheatgrass behind me growing here. And I've turned my house into a farm. So I homestead inside of my house, and I can show people how to do that. So you can bring living foods into your house, which is a whole nother level of nutrition that people aren't even talking about. Living food nutrition is a powerhouse. We can talk more about that if you want. And now I'm on a mission to expose the chemical toxicity, help people get their gut cleaned up, get their gut right, get their water right, get their air right in their house, block the EMFs, and just get their body kicking ass again. I mean, I'm 47, dude. I'll be 48 in June, and I literally feel like I'm 19 years old.
You look great, bro.
I have abundant energy, abundant. I trail run now. I do yoga, and I do, you know, I just do all kinds. I do the X3 bar, like you and I, you know.
I love that, dude. I love that.
8-minute hack, triple your muscle growth. That shit's awesome, dude. So I'm always looking for things that are hacks, and then we share them in our private group coaching community, everything that I'm doing, our coaches are doing. We share recipes. We do all this stuff. And we just give people a lot of love. And people come to us, and they've usually tried everything, and they've done everything. And then we simplify it, demystify it, and then we help them get that flat belly and get their gut right.
Well, I love it, dude. And I think that's a big part of what I want to talk to you about. You know, I just want to talk about how, like, we're living in this time where everybody wants shortcuts in life. And I think these shortcuts are there to cheat you out of how special you are and to kind of corral you into a certain area so that you will never truly be able to optimize how special of a being you are. Okay. And what am I getting into? People want to take this vaccine and they want to take it. It's a shortcut to what they believe is a healthy lifestyle. In reality, we can get into whatever that is in a few, but in reality, the true path to health is what you're talking about. Eating right, working out, getting spiritual, and raising your vibration. But everybody wants the quick fix. And I'm telling you, the quick fix is never the best fix. It's just there to pacify you so you feel like you did something. And that's why I kind of wanted to get you on the show and kind of get into this. It's like there's a lot of talk about living off the grid. And I know you're an Oregon boy and you've been doing that for a while. But, you know, a lot of people are talking about, I want to get off the grid. I want to live. I want to grow my own food, live off the land, do all that. But a lot of people don't have the balls to actually do that. And so I want to kind of talk to you. It's like, what are some steps that people can do to really get into that off the grid lifestyle? And like, I don't know, man, I just think it's like people need to really start taking a look at like these smart cities are coming. And I feel for me, man, is like, you know, we have a lot of talk about, censorship on Facebook, censorship on YouTube, censorship on Twitter. Okay. Well, the best way to combat that stuff is to not be on there. I think pull yourself off. Now, I got kicked off Twitter. I would like to be there just to do more advertising, but I don't want to engage anymore. I don't engage anymore on Facebook unless I see a friend post a picture of their kid. I'll be like, kitty patootie, and I'll get in
right. And
I'll get out. I have no desire to have any kind of political discussion, even though people tell me it really helps them understand what's going on. I just don't think my soul can take it anymore. But again, this goes back to living off the grid. If you know, you see this system being in place, and it's not just from the top bottom, but from the top to the bottom, but it's the bottom to the middle. Now you have this group of, I feel, uneducated, not that they're dumb, but uneducated in health, in science, and they are enforcing policies that they truly don't even understand. And that is across the board in a lot of these big cities and maybe in little cities too. But where do we start in discussing how to get out of that system in terms of being, so you could be self-reliant, not necessarily you living in a shed in the forest, but you being self-sufficient so you don't have to worry about what's in your food, you know, what are the laws being passed here and here, if you can just kind of be your own person?
Well, I think the first step for people, Sam, is, you know, the whole proposition of like selling your home or selling your condo or leaving the apartment complex and moving out in the farm, people have no clue what to do. So you'd probably, first step would be to buy a book and start educating yourself. So what we do is we kind of help people. If you want to go off the grid, that's cool. I'm not totally there right now. I will be. So that's my goal. And I've got a lot of experience on the farm. So I'm excited to get back to the soil, back to the dirt, back to the ecosystem that, you know, provided me life, and reconnect even more with nature. So what we do is we teach people that, you know, maybe you're in a situation where you can't move right now. You know, you feel stuck in your house, stuck in the condo, and you just can't go anywhere. So what we do is we show you how to farm in your house. And it's really easy. Like, this is not hard at all. You just buy bulk seeds. That's where it starts. And what people find is that, see, the healthiest foods on the planet are these living foods. So usually when somebody wants to get started, we start them off with lentils or red, green, or French lentils, or we'll start them off with mung beans or fenugreek. These are three, and fenugreek is like a Greek hay, and it's still used. It's like the main food over by Egypt. It's called hilba over there. Yemen, the country Yemen uses it. And they've used it for years for not only foods, but for medicinal purposes. They'll sprout it and they'll mash it with a mortar and pestle, and they'll put it on wounds, and it makes this great mucilaginous gel. So anyway, these are the easiest sprouts to start with because they're literally ready in 2.5 days. I mean, that's all it takes. All you can do it in a glass jar, a stainless steel jar. I try to stay away from plastic, but you can do it right on your countertop and you can have these living foods. So before we get into more of the seeds and the stuff and the bulk and how to do that, what I want to share with people is, why would you want to do this? Well, when you heard that there's all this raw food movement, you've heard about that, you know, go raw foods, right? And people make it a big deal. And people, I don't think I could go raw. Well, if you ever picked up an apple and ate it, you are a raw foodist. I mean, it's not really hard. All this stuff has been complicated in people's minds, right? So you have cooked food, you have raw food that's uncooked, and then you have living food, right? So here's the difference. What type of a diet does every single living creature on this planet eat except for man? Every single creature eats a 100% raw and living food diet. I mean, they're eating food right off the dirt, basically, right? They pick it and they eat it. And that's as simple as it is. So we want to get back to that. What happens in the Serengeti when the spring rains come in? All the fresh tinder comes in, then all the animals come and eat it. And then the wildebeest get jacked up. The zebras get jacked up. I mean, the elephants are huge, and they're carrying around tons of muscle, and they're eating these fresh greens. The closer your food source is to the sun, the healthier you're going to be. So what do you get out of living foods? Well, you get hormones, oxygen, phytochemicals, and enzymes. This is what you're not even going to get from raw foods. I'll give you an example. Like the University of Berkeley in California, Sam, did a test on lettuce, and they hooked it up to this machine that measures enzymes. And then they tested it, and then they pulled it out of the dirt, and they waited about 30 minutes, and guess how much the enzymes dropped? was about 52%.
After how long?
30 minutes.
Wow.
And enzymes are pretty darn important. We use in every function in our body. So what do you think happens? It goes to the truck, sits in the little warehouse, goes on another truck, and then on average it shipped 1,500 to 2,500 miles. Is there any enzymes in there? No, there's not. So people are really into vitamins and minerals, and these are very important. Vitamins, minerals, trace minerals. We talk about that. People also talk about the macros. You got to have, you know, your proteins and your fats and your carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, trace minerals. But nobody's really talking about hormones, oxygen, phytochemicals, and enzymes. And the acronym is actually HOPE, H-O-P-E, hormones, oxygen, phytochemicals, enzymes. Pretty cool, right? So that's an acronym to help remember that. These are what you get from living foods, okay? Now, just to give you an example, hormones. What's the big deal about hormones? Well, they help our cells communicate. The food we eat can help our cells communicate better. Just by doing that, you'll lose weight because your cells will be able to talk to each other better. They have a better, it's like, you know, trying to talk to somebody on, you know, like a Zoom call right now, we've got a good reception, but what if one of us had a slow bandwidth and starts cutting in and out? That's processed foods, cooked foods, crappy foods, sugars, all these types of things, right? That's going to screw up our communication. So hormones are very important, critical part for our cells to communicate. Number two, the oxygen. Oxygen's like our number one nutrient. Think about it. How long can you live without it? About 4 to 7 minutes and you're gone. So it's primary nutrient, right? And what's inside of like this wheatgrass back here behind me? Well, the byproduct inside the chlorophyll is oxygen. We learned this in second grade. The sun hits the leaf of the plant and then the chlorophyll is made. It's called photosynthesis. And the byproduct of this plant is oxygen. And that's what we need. We need oxygen. So when I'm juicing these fresh wheatgrass tenders back here and I'm taking in this wheatgrass juice like I did this morning, I'm flooding my body with oxygen. And cancer cannot live in an oxygenated environment, and neither can harmful organisms, the parasites, viruses, molds, yeast, fungus, all these things. They hate oxygen. Cancer is anaerobic. It cannot live in an oxygenated environment. So I put a lot of oxygen in my body, right? And then let's talk about phytochemicals. Same thing, the wheatgrass here. The University of Oregon State University is one of the top phytochemical research places in the world. When I first started this work in 2010, they had discovered over 74,000 phytochemicals. And the word phyto means plant. Plant chemicals, plant nutrients that are natural in wheatgrass, 70,000. By 2012, they were up to 74,000 and still counting. What are these phytochemicals? These are these microscopic nutrients that have the ability to heal and prevent disease. And there's freaking 74,000 to count. We don't even know. There could be hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of these suckers in these plants. These are things that are off the chart that nobody's talking about. And then the last one, again, is those enzymes. We talked about the head of lettuce and all that stuff. This is why you want living foods for your living body. Remember, it's not the food in your life. It's the life in your food.
Damn.
You want to get some more living foods up in your body, right? So easiest way to do this, again, we teach people that to sprout everything. Do not eat any nut, seed, grain, or bean unless it's been soaked in water first. That's it. Like, so if you want to have, you know, like you want to have some really awesome milk, then have sprouted almond milk or sprouted walnut milk or, you know, sprouted cashew milk. But where do you get that? You're like, then I got to take the nuts. I got to find the organic source. I got to soak them in water for 8 hours. I got to rinse them off. I got to run them through a slow grinder juicer at under 72 RPMs to not kill the enzymes, all this stuff. That's a little bit of work. What I found out is there's companies out there that do this, and they make these sprouted nut butters. You take a sprouted nut butter, throw it in your blender with some water, 5 seconds, and you got almond milk, sprouted almond milk, minimally processed, a living milk, basically, right? Process it for 30 seconds, 5 seconds, because blenders kill nutrition. They're high speed, and they create a lot of oxygen and the heat and oxidization. And now, in fact, that's our muscle building thing. We mix one of our products with that, and that's a complete meal replacement, sprouted nut butters. And I have guys struggling putting on muscle or people struggling to put on weight. It's the fats in these sprouted nut butters, because the fats by sprouting them turn into fatty acids. They're already pre-digested so that the body can absorb them without having to have all that energy to convert it from a fat to a fatty acid. The job's already done. The high quality fats, along with weight resistance exercise and good sleep, builds muscle. Just as an example, right? So these, now here's the deal. Let's look at nuts as an example. If you took a roasted almond, what did you just do to it? You heated it and you turned the fats inside of it into a lipid peroxide. These are known carcinogens. And I grew up eating roasted peanut butter. I love it. I freaking still do. I just don't eat it very much anymore at all because, you know, because the aflatoxins in it, which are also cancer causing because it grows in the ground. It's got this inherent mold in it. And it was pissed me off, dude, because I grew up on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I mean,
it's got to be hard for you to.
No, it's easy. It's easy now.
Really? I mean, I feel like nobody wants to know what the hot dog's made of, right? It's like, yeah. Nobody.
Lips and assholes.
Yeah, right. Nobody wants to know how the hot dogs are made. It's like, you know how.
2% rat manure. 2% rat manure in hot dogs.
Oh, my God, dude.
Excuse me. 0.02%. 0.02% rat
manure. I mean, like, yeah, dude, you know a lot. You know what I'm getting from this conversation, which I love, is that, you know, it's like anything worth anything is going to take effort. But my humble opinion is, and it sounds like you're in this great place, is that once you get into this groove, it kind of just starts working itself, right?
It's just a lifestyle. Butters. So a roasted butter causes problems. Then you got a raw butter. And people are like, geez, I don't want to spend $21 a can for 16 ounces for raw butter. And it tastes better and it's better for you. But guess what? It's, you take a raw, unprocessed almond and you eat it, like raw almonds, you'll pay a lot of money for it and you eat that sucker. You're going to get very little nutrients from it because you're going to chew it up and it's just not going to digest that well because every nut, seed, grain, and bean has an inherent toxin in it or poison that protects it from the last bug or bird eating it. That's how they continue with evolution. It's a protective measure. So when you soak it in water, you remove that. You remove this problem and it causes problems in the body. The other thing is once you soak those nuts in water or the seeds or the grains or the beans, they become on average 8 times more digestible. Big, huge deal with people have major digestive tract issues today like I did. And the next thing is the nutritional factors. Now hold your hat on this one, Sam. Go ahead. Hold the hat. The nutrition goes up 100 to 800%. So think about this. So a 16-ounce jar of sprouted nut butter might cost you $25 to $32. And people are like, I'm not spending $30 on a can of sprouted nut butter. That's stupid. That costs too much. But if you bought the raw sucker, you'd have to buy 100 to 800 jars of the raw one for $21 to get the same nutrients of one jar of that sprouted deal. But I've already hacked that for you guys. So you can go to companies like DeStoney and Blue Mountain Organics. And you can buy, once you know what you like, you can buy them in 10 pounds or 40 pound big ass, like a 5 gallon bucket. And you can get that stuff down to $13 to $16, $17 for a 16-ounce jar sprouted. You have buy it in bulk. And that's part of living off the grid. You buy the shit in bulk and you get it cheap and you store it up. And then, cause you know, you're going to eat it, you know, you're going to use it. Right. So I use these sprouted nut butters. I make raw chocolate fudge, raw chocolate lemon fudge, raw chocolate peppermint fudge. We make all kinds of stuff with it. You can I can show you how to make ice cream in 4 minutes in a bowl without a blender. 4 minutes. That's it. You just take some, let's say some blueberries and raspberries, throw it in a bowl, pour some of this sprouted nut butter on it, some stevia to sweeten it, maybe some alcohol-free vanilla flavoring, stir it up, boom, you got ice cream. You take that 2-3 chews in your mouth and it turns into ice cream. It's the base ingredients, fat, sugar, except we don't put the sugar. We get a high quality fat from the sprouted nuts instead of from the cow. It's got a bunch of crap in it. It's real simple, right? And then you can make the nut butters with it. So these are great alternatives for baby milk, for women that dry up and they can't produce milk anymore. You know, green juices, wheatgrass shots, sprouted nut butters with greens in it. These types of things are really good for babies and women.
I love it. And you know, you can get a lot of information from your website as well. It's a great website. Yeah, I've been on it a bunch of times and I take a lot of your vitamins. I think they're really great. I want to get into something because, you know, this is a conspiracy podcast. And, you know, I don't know if you consider yourself a conspiracy theorist. Some people see it as a taboo phrase. I'm thinking about getting it tattooed on my chest. But anyways, the point is that, you know, when people always go, hey, man, is everything a conspiracy? And I go, yeah, everything is a conspiracy because they're messing with everything from our language to our symbols to our history and more important, our food, our water, and all that stuff. And it's all done purposeful. And the reason, you know, it didn't happen overnight.
No.
This was done slowly.
It's a sales job, Sam. Slowly, it's a sales job.
Yes.
Like GMOs is an example. People don't know, what is that? It's a genetically modified organism. So they jack this stuff, Frankenstein these foods up in a lab under the guise of we have to feed the world. Because that's the whole thing. And it's a bunch of BS. But the problem is when you genetically modify a plant organism, you're messing with that plant's metabolism. That plant will now start making formaldehyde. Where else do you see formaldehyde used in society, Sam?
Death.
It's embalming fluid.
With the dead people.
So listen to this. And I'm going to get a mortician on my show at the Healthier Show. And we're going to go through this because what's happening now is because of all the cooked foods and the butters that are like, you know, country crocker, that stuff. It's like one molecule off of being a plastic, and the genetically modified foods with all the formaldehyde in it. Morticians are telling me that by the time people are getting really old and they die, they don't really have to embalm them that much if all.
Dude,
because
that's
they're already
crazy.
Embalmed. They're already embalmed.
That is crazy. That is
slow
crazy.
Death. Slow death, brother. Slow death.
That is crazy. We're already embalmed. I guess.
Listen to this too. You got mercury in your mouth. They burn your body, right? And then if you don't want to live within 5 miles of a mortuary because they burn the mercury and it goes up in the smokestack.
Oh my God. Breathing. Really?
People are if you're ever buying real estate, and you're concerned about your health, never live within 5 miles of a mortuary because they're burning bodies and they're burning the mercury and the mercury evaporates and goes microparticles and then people are breathing that shit out all the time.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. So when you hear stories about
that,
what is your take on Bill Gates, man? What is your take on that guy? Because I mean, I wonder if I honestly wonder how real everything he's saying, like his thoughts on carbon dioxide, and blocking out the sun. Have you heard this? He wants to dim the sun.
It's really simple. The guy, by nature of definition of association, he used to hang out with Jeffrey Epstein. So scumbag. Who else is and Fauci hangs out with him, right? And he's part of the World Health. He donates to the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization also gets money from the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party murders basically yoga instructors and sells their organs. That was
We
talked about that on the show.
No, I'm willing to hear it. Yeah.
So it was like in the early 90s, all these people started practicing this thing where they don't drink alcohol. They meditate, they eat healthy foods, and they do these stretching movements, and they were doing it in courtyards, and the movement grew fast. There's hundreds of millions of people, even people up in the upper echelons of government started doing it. And the dictator at the time running the country said, this is scaring, this is growing too fast. And they started labeling it as bad, like a really bad thing. And all the media took over, and he used the media to start brainwashing people that Falun Gong was bad. So imagine you're doing your yoga instruction and you're in a yoga class trying to improve your body. You're hanging out. You've got your favorite instructor in the middle of the class. The cops come in and they take her or him and take him to a prison, take their blood samples. And then 6 weeks later, they get an organ donor and they take them out and take their heart. They take their liver and they sell it.
It's unbelievable.
That's what's going on, dude. They're selling organs over there. So that's my whole point. If the Chinese Communist Party is part of the World Health Organization and Bill Gates is part of that by nature association, scumbag. We don't need to know anymore. Turn the frickin' page.
I'm gonna read you something, Tim.
As far as the whole carbon thing, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, we have carbon problem. What the F do plants eat? Carbon.
Yeah.
Carbon dioxide. It's the frickin' food.
Yeah. And then you block out the sun. What are you getting rid of?
Us. And plants.
You're getting rid of how they produce oxygen.
It's a symbiotic relationship is what it is.
Yeah.
And it is silly. It's stupid. And we don't really need to pay our attention to it.
Here's what I want to read to you real quick. Somebody sent me this, and I would love to hear what your thoughts are on it, okay? Sure. So this is from a friend of mine. It says, so the cookie crumbles, the mask begins to fall off. The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, okay? GlaxoSmithKline, GlaxoSmithKline, okay, which is and it's in parentheses, accidentally, meaning joking, yeah. Accidentally owns Pfizer, okay? And then the one who makes the vaccine that against the virus, which was accidentally started at the Wuhan Biological Lab, which was accidentally funded by Dr. Fauci, who accidentally promotes the vaccine. GlaxoSmithKline is accidentally managed by the financial division of BlackRock, which accidentally manages the finances of Open Foundation company, George Soros Foundation, which accidentally manages the French AXA. Soros accidentally owns the German company, Winterthur, which accidentally built a laboratory in Wuhan and was bought by the German Lions, ALLANZ, which coincidentally has Vanguard as a shareholder, who coincidentally is a shareholder of BlackRock, which coincidentally controls the central banks and manages the third of the global investment capital. BlackRock is also coincidentally a major shareholder of Microsoft, which is owned by Bill Gates, who coincidentally is a shareholder of Pfizer, which, remember, sells a miracle vaccine and coincidentally is the first sponsor of the WHO.
Yep. By nature of association, bro, it's just, it is what it is. So I don't know why anybody in their right mind, and they're not, because they've been brainwashed, would ever even consider getting a vaccine. Look at Johnson & Johnson had to pull theirs off because of all the blood clotting that recently happened.
And that was considered the good one by a lot of people. Yeah. A lot of people say, get the Johnson & Johnson one. People, friends of mine that I know, were like, if you got to get one, get the Johnson & Johnson one. But what's interesting about that one is that, like, what, it costs 3 clots, not minimalizing that. But these other ones have been just wrecking shop on people, and they're still going.
Still going. People are dropping like flies. People are having seizures. There's all kinds of problems with these things. And it just doesn't make sense. People just don't really understand how – I mean, I know, because 10 years ago, I didn't know any of this shit. I mean, I didn't understand how my immune system worked. I didn't know that the whole conversation needs to be about boosting the immune system. You know, right now we've got – it's just such a diabolical, it's inhuman what's going on. And the whole did you know that the number one comorbidity with COVID is just simply being overweight?
Of course it is, dude. So and now they're giving you donuts?
Why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we talking about, like, Dr. Scott Jensen? He was on my podcast. I think you had him on too. He's the acting senator of Minnesota. And he said, the conversation is about, let's lose 10, 15 pounds. Let's boost our immune system. You know, I just had a guy on Joel Kirschhorn. I don't know if you've had him on. Ricky over at Veranda sent him to me. I just recorded him yesterday. And that guy's been working in public health for 40 years. And he wrote a book exposing Fauci and all the lies. And just, you know, he's an insider that's speaking out. It's really cool stuff. But
I totally believe it. The question is for people like you, people like me, people like in the truth community, whether you're exposing the war machine, the military industrial complex from the left, or you're exposing the satanic pedophiles that the right talks about, or you're trying to expose the psyops that is all the racial tension that's going on. You know, no matter what angle of what part of the truth community you are, because it is a spectrum of truth. The question is anyone going to listen? Is anyone going to listen? I was in Texas. They've completely lifted all the mask mandates. You do not have to wear a mask. People still wear a mask because they have no clue what the mask does. They have no clue. And, you know, you have two people. I mean, you have people going around. I saw a woman the other day, two masks and one of these sneeze guard welding helmets that they walk around on. Like somebody's just walking around spitting on people and they're like playing goalie. I don't even get it. And they're all by themselves.
Nope. And they don't realize that by wearing those masks, they're actually raising the temperature of their mouth, which raises the acidity. And of the 700 bacteria that are in your mouth, which is part of your immune system to help protect you, the three bad ones then go crazy. And what's happening now, and this is why we're seeing dentists are reporting a 50% increase in rotting teeth, gum disease, and cracking teeth. It's because we are disrupting our oral microbiome. This mouth bacteria is critical to our overall health. And children's oral microbiome is a development predictor of their future health. So if you put a mask on your child now, while they're young, you're basically screwing up their immune system permanently. So we got to get back to systems biology because it reveals that masks basically just disrupt oral microbiome. And the reality is that, like Dr. Shiva said, that the microscopic viruses are so tiny that they fly through a mask, like a cloth mask, like a mosquito through a chain link fence. So it'll stop some of them. But the problem is that the viruses and the bacteria that go through, your body is getting rid of that stuff. And people forget that our bodies are 380 trillion virus cells, 60 trillion bacterial cells, and only 6 trillion human cells. So we're mostly viruses and bacteria. We have coronavirus in us. We always have. Everybody's had this stuff in us. We have the flu virus. We have all this stuff. What happens is when you lower your immune system through fear, through stress, through lack of purified restructured water, through lack of nutrition, through toxic buildup in your body, your immune system's gonna drop and then these things will take over. See, as soon as we die, what happens? The bacteria immediately start breaking down the flesh and take us back into the dirt, and that's the cycle of life. That's there. They're there. They are in us right now. They're ready. They're ready to take me and you out, Sam. As soon as we can't live anymore, down we go. They'll break us down and right back into the earth, cycle of life. So how do we prevent that? Well, we boost our immune system. We go outside. We get sunshine. We hang out with our friends. You know, we do smart things. We zinc, vitamin D, vitamin A, take your vitamins, vitamin C, these things, right? These boost your immune system. And that's how you protect yourself. You live a healthy life and you don't have to worry about COVID or anything else, any other virus.
I couldn't agree more, man. And it's just like anything worth anything you have to fight for. And that's what people don't understand. They just never want to talk about that. They just always want the quick fix. And the quick fix is never the best fix. It's
no, man.
The easy fix. And everyone's going to do it. And, you know, like I just did a wonderful show with the guys from Float, the you know, Aaron and everybody at Float, the float.app. And they had a Float Festival. And it was probably one of the best times I've had in a long time. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of couples there, but there wasn't a lot of women. It's not like women aren't into off the grid as much as I feel like men are. And I think there's this kind of notion that maybe we might be doing it. It might be, you know, the things that women like might not exist. That's their thoughts. Like where you, what you're doing. Does your wife enjoy this? Does she enjoy living, you know, eating live foods, living, you know, on a farm and all that stuff.
I'll tell you one thing women do like is they like looking young and they like feeling good and they like having their body look good. And that's where healthy foods, eating, the lower you eat on the food chain, the healthier you're going to be. There's so many examples of this in history. Even the kings back in the day in the 1500s, 1600s, they became fat and slovenly. Why? Because they were having that. They were eating them higher in the food chain. Lots of meats, fats. They had the sugar. Sugar was kept under lock and key. It was only for parties and special times because it's very expensive. Now it's everywhere. You know, the peasants were the healthy people, except what killed them was, and what killed us, like the turn of the century here in America, was that too many people in a small area is like a bunch of cattle and fenced in. You're living in your piss and your shit. It's feces and urine. and there's dead cows and dead horses and dead things in the water system. That's why we had so much disease. I'm going to clear this up right now. At around the turn of the century, women got pissed and they started what was called the women's labor movement around the late 1800s. The women's labor movement is what built America's greatness, period. Men joined in, but women got sick of the working conditions. They got sick of the child labor and they got sick of being sick. So the women's labor movement, they started protesting in the streets. They got together. This was before social media and phones and all this stuff. They did it boots on the ground, right? This was a very powerful movement. People need to know their history because this is what's going to bring America back. It's not going to be a celebrity. It's not going to be a politician. It's going to be a working class movement getting reignited again. So what happened was, is these women, they started protesting, doing all this stuff. They cleaned up the streets. They got plumbers, Sam. They got sanitation workers. And that's what cleaned up the streets. And then they got the kids out of the workplace. They got the 8-hour workday. They cleaned up the working conditions. This went on from the late 1800s up until late 1930s, 1940s. And it was going really well. Now, what happened was that these at that point in time, over 100 million people were striking. Think about that. That's a lot of people back then. We don't even have the population we have now. Back then, right? 100 million people. You're muted, Sam. 100 million people were striking. And yeah. Yeah, no worries, brother. I just happened to see it. And so this women's labor movement. Now, here's the deal. Let's look at one disease, measles. At the 1900s, 14 people out of every 100,000 died of the measles. It was a problem. It was a big problem. As the women's labor movement came in and we cleaned up the streets and stuff, by the 1950s, less than one, about half of a person out of 100,000 were dying of the measles. So was it the measles vaccine? No, because the measles vaccine came and landed in 1963. So to think that these inoculations are what's saving the day, it's not. It's the environment, stupid. That's what Dr. Bruce Lipton said on a cellular level, a 50-year cell microbiologist. It's the environment that changes how the genes express themselves. If you're living in gasoline, is your body going to live as long as if you're bathing in wheatgrass juice?
No.
It's really simple. It's the environment. These women changed our environment, and that's what built our infrastructure. And from 1940 to 1971, every single job out there, gas station attendant, nurse, it didn't matter, your construction worker, everybody was making tons of cash. And only one family member had to go out and work because they're making plenty of money. So right. The other one could stay home and take care of the kids and take care of them kids and raise those kids properly, right?
Right.
So, but what happened in 1971? From the 1950s until 1971, the Democrats and the Republicans started working together. And in 1971, the Republicans branded the working class movement as communism. People can go look this up. Don't take my word for it. And then the Democrats came in and said, we're for the working people. And they started the labor unions, and then they stifled and stopped the strikes. And that's where it ended. And from 1971 until today, $47 trillion of our hard-earned money did not go to us. It went upstream, upriver to the 5% to the elites and the people and kept the people in power. So the people in power got that money back and they don't ever want to let go of it again. So if people ever want to break free of the matrix, you have to not only stop watching CNN, you have to stop watching Fox.
Yeah.
If you're watching Fox, then you have to stop watching CNN. If you're voting for a Democrat, you're losing. If you're voting for a Republican, you're losing. There is a handful of them that are good people. I've met them. But the parties and the system is corrupt. Turn it all off. You have Democrats, Republicans. You've got the news media, both print and on TV. And you've got Hollywood and you've got judicial systems. They're all working in a coordinated effort. It is WWF wrestling. And if you want to watch that show, go ahead. But what has that done? It's divided our country. And like you said, we talked about it last time, shut off the damn news, shut off the TV. Don't buy into it. The effort needs to go back on us. We have to take action and we have to go back to a working class movement outside of that. Screw them. We don't need them because we know historically it was the working class movement that drove the success of America and cleaned up our health, built our infrastructure and cleaned up our streets and lifted all boats. Now, for those of you listening, how does that impact you financially? If you're making $50,000 today based on GDP growth, you should be making, since 1971, today you should be making $120,000. Where did the $70,000 go? Went up river. What would an extra $70,000 a year do for you for getting up, leaving your family every day, fighting traffic, paying your taxes, you know, doing all that stuff? It would probably make a remarkable difference in your life. Your money has been stolen. We have been robbed. We are now slaves. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
We are slaves.
This is the best.
Bro. We have to take it back.
I couldn't agree more, man. And it's just like, you know, I talked about this a while ago, but I kind of talked about how people, you know, they were just, we need $15 an hour minimum wage. We need it. I'm like, how about instead of not fighting for $15 an hour, how about start fighting to get out of a minimum wage job? Take control of your future. Now, I always get told not everybody can do that. Why? Why can't anybody do that? What does that say about what your opinion of people are? I mean, who are we talking
about? Are we that weak?
Yeah.
Are we that weak?
There's nobody that works harder than immigrants, first generation.
Yeah.
Go on care.com. Go on the TaskRabbit. I mean, these are all Etsy. These are all people taking control of their future, their finances. I mean, I don't care. Uber is taking control of your finances because you become independent. You work when you want to. Now, my whole thing would be get out of that as well because you're making them a lot of money. But the point is, everybody has a skill. Everybody has a skill. And you have to figure out how can you monetize that skill. I am not promoting OnlyFans, okay? But let me tell you something. Those women, and there's guys on there too, are taking advantage of a skill that they believe they have to try to make a dollar. And not everybody can do it on there. The ones who hustle do. And I know there's this negative connotation about it, and I understand that. I'm not here to convince you either way. But I'm telling you, those people are taking advantage of an opportunity to set up shop in a virtual internet main street and try to take control of their finances and their life.
Yeah. And people, if they think raising the minimum wage is going to change anything, they're idiots. It doesn't make any sense. Cause from a business owner standpoint, if you have a bunch of employees and all of a sudden you have to jack up the wages and all of a sudden you're not profitable, you're going to fire people.
Yeah.
So now the people that were working lose their jobs. That loses tax revenue because the employer now is not paying that tax revenue. Or they're going to offsource the job to the Philippines. That's what's going to happen, right? And the bottom is full. There's plenty of room at the top. This is a starting spot. If you got to work $10 an hour, I mean, my first job was cleaning a chicken coop. And when I was 6 years old, it was a dollar. And I went over and cleaned the chicken coop. And then I quit because it took me like 3 hours to clean the coop for a buck. And I'm like, screw this. Then my next job, when I was 16, I did a lot of stuff. I just worked. My dad didn't pay me anything on the farm, but was $4 an hour working in an organic farm. You know, and I did hard work, hard labor. That's what built my character. That was my boot camp, growing up on a farm, working on this that deal. I didn't make a whole lot of money, but it was. And then I put myself through college splitting in firewood and delivering it to people. Yeah. I got a little machine, and then I put an ad in the paper, read first, split and delivered, $80 a cord. Machine had people on there. Every night I come home, I call them up, I'll bring it over tomorrow. And I go split some wood and drop it off, cut some trees down.
I always get told how someone's supposed to raise a family on what they pay for minimum wage. You're not supposed to, okay? You're really not supposed to. And there's nothing wrong with working at a minimum wage job. I've done it, okay? Your job is to ascend, okay? And my great-grandparents moved there from Armenia, figured out a way to make money by selling parking spots to the people who worked at the Ford Motor agencies in Detroit. That where there's a will, there is a way.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the whole thing is this. Yes. Okay. You'd love to live off the grid. Live off the grid in your mind. Live off the grid in your house. That's what we're talking about here. There is a long con game going on here, and you're falling for it. And it's like, you don't have to. You have everything in you to take control of your life. You just have to know you got to go through it. And it's like, it's hard, but it's worth it. My mother raised two boys, worked a day job, and went to college at night. That's what my mom did. And she banged it out, and she became a teacher. And you know what? God bless her. It's like, I tell people, get uncomfortable. You got to get uncomfortable, man, because you got to go through it to get to it. Uncomfortable. I know people think, oh, Sam's a podcaster. You have no clue. I'm not saying I'm splitting wood.
It's a lot of work.
I'm not saying I'm splitting wood or doing roofing, okay? But what I'm doing is relentless. I quit a 9-to-5 and I got a 24/7. That's what I got. And you could do it too, man. You could do it too. I flunked first grade. I was broke until I was 43 years old, okay? You could do it, man. It's never too late to change yourself. And where Tim James is, he had to go through some shit to get to it, man. And now look at him. And you could do it too. You just got to be okay with being uncomfortable.
Yeah. I almost went through, I was a super saver. I was begging to keep my credit good. And I took all my life savings and sunk it into this business and this podcast and everything. And I was just about to go broke last year. And finally, critical mass hit and word of mouth, and then just the orders started coming in, and then people started hiring me to coach them. And it was like, it was nerve wracking watching your bank account go down every single month. I got divorced in the middle of the deal, but you know, now looking back, it was a great thing. So, but anyway, man, I want to really get back. I want to drop some health bombs here before we go.
For sure, dude. But this has all been great, man. I mean, it's been a wonderful conversation. So, I mean, I've loved it. And I think it's important. It's mm-hmm. like, just take control of yourself. And again, you can live off the grid in your house.
Yeah.
And I love that, dude. It's just take control of the situation. And you know, fast food's great because it's fast. But you know what? Healthy living food is great because it's good for you. Okay. And if you got to go through it to get to it, you got to do it, man. Mm-hmm. So let's get some health bombs.
Yeah, some health bombs. All right. So we talked about the fenugreek, the mung beans, and the lentils. These are things you could start off with. They can just go to my website or my website's fine, or my podcast and the Health Hero Show. I did one on sprouting. Watch that and it'll dial you into all different kinds of nuts, seeds, grains, and beans, how to do the whole thing. Knock it out of the park. That's the bomb right there for that. And you can start putting living foods into your body. It will literally transform your health. This is I call it the final phytochemical override. Once you start getting these living foods in your body, it starts solving problems. It's one of the reasons I look so young at 47.
Stunning.
My skin's amazing. It really is.
You're like the cooler version of Anderson Cooper. Just stunning. Stunning, good looking guy.
I haven't got sun at all. I'm white as a ghost, but I still have some color.
Look, you got the gray, and it's a cool gray, not a dying gray like this, but a slick futuristic gray. Yeah, you know, you look like you're from the future, bro.
The salt and pepper.
You could be in the fifth element for sure, that movie.
Let's give them a couple bombs. Number one, I want to make sure that people are detoxing properly. It's not just what you're eating, but it's what's inside of your body. Our bodies have bioaccumulated these microscopic toxins that are fat and our tissue and our blood. And we got to get that stuff out. Last episode, we talked about how important it is to get your water right. How big of a deal was it for you when you got that water machine?
I'm telling you, man, I have an addiction to soda, one of many addictions I mm-hmm. have. But man, when I drink that water that's purified, it is like the best water you've ever drank. If you can get a water purifier, folks, get it. It makes a whole total difference.
Yeah. So what I learned was that, again, 1500, and don't take my word for it, just type these three words in: umbilical cord and chemical. And look at those studies going back to 2005, where they test the baby's umbilical cord blood for chemicals. They're finding over 250 that cause problems, 180 cause cancer in humans, 212 cause developmental brain disorders. They're our babies. So I sat back 8 years ago and I was like, dude, we're all polluted. So your water is polluted today. 1500 miles into the interior, these pristine lakes, both 2 and 2.5 inch fish, have both male and female organs today. Why? Because the estrogen mimickers from plastics are so pervasive in our world today. It's in our environment. So we have to purify our water. Now, if you're in the city, it has to be restructured because the high pressure pipes make those water molecules from like a 4-to-5 cluster to like a 20-to-24 cluster. They make them too big. So like bowling balls, they won't go through your intestinal lining. So I thought I had my water completely dialed, Sam, until 2018. I met Danusha. I talked to her about her before. And she's like, Tim, no, you got to try this machine out. And I'm like, no, I got it figured out. She puts me on the phone with this guy. 45 minutes later, I'm like, fine. He's like, Tim, just drink the effing water. So I drink the water, and after two quarts of it, just like this glass right here, I was high as a kite. My energy came back. My arms were tingling. I bought the unit, and my life has never been the same. I've been high as a kite on water, Sam, for the last 2.5 years. And if you guys have any questions about that, Danusha, we created a place where you can go. It's mypurifiedwater.com. And you can book a free consult with Danusha, whether you got a low budget, high budget, in the middle. She'll work with you and figure out what to do. You know, maybe you just can afford a gravity fed unit, or maybe you can get the badass unit that I have. It just kind of depends. So that's number one, because water's foundational. Your body's 80% water. Your bones are 22% water. We've got to get quality water in our body that we can actually absorb. That's number one. Number two is this detoxing. And you're on mute again, Sam. You probably know that, but yeah. So
do your thing. Yep.
Yeah. So the detoxing is really important. So how do people do that? Well, number one is water. Another thing is movement. We have to move our bodies. Now, a lot of people are like, have to exercise to exercise. Well, we need to exercise to move our lymphatic system, to get all this toxins and garbage out of your body. As you're drinking lots of water, right? Getting out in the sun and sweating. And saunas are great, dude. In fact, I became a sauna dealer years ago for Clear Light saunas, but a lot of people can't afford them, dude, because they're like $4,500.
What's the street value of sauna?
Of a sauna?
Yeah, on the streets. It was a drug, Joe, Tim.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a drug, Joe.
probably about $1,000. I don't know. I dropped $4,500 on my sauna, and I sauna every day. And the reason why I did it was because Dr. Brian Clement had a conversation with this dude. Wait till you hear the story. It's mind blowing. Dr. Coyne. Now, Dr. Coyne worked with Siemens Corporation to develop the virtual colonoscopies. The dude's got like 4 PhDs, right? So he's super brilliant. He was put on with the FDA to study this thing called hyperthermia, where they were raising the core temperature of humans and to kill cancer cells over in Europe, and it was working. So the FDA was going through these tests. They hired Dr. Coyne. He got 6 of his brilliant people, other doctors and stuff. They did this 5-year study, and then he was talking to Dr. Clement, who runs the Hippocrates Health Institute. And he's like, well, what happened? He's like, well, Brian, it's very effective against cancer. And he's like, well, how can we get this over here at our institute so we can start helping people? He's like, no, don't do that. He goes, well, we found out though, after that 5-year study, is if you can just get your clients into an infrared sauna 6 days a week for at least 30 minutes, it's much more effective at killing cancer cells than doing this hyperthermia treatment, which is very effective. I mean, you had to be under doctor's care where they'd raise your core temperature and then they have to give you like anti-convulsion medication, but it was working. So I was like, cool. Well, what I noticed from Dr. Clement is that when I went there in 2011, there was one sauna in the spa area. When I got back in 2013, after that conversation, his entire institute was plastered with these saunas. So he had all the guests getting in saunas because about half of them coming in there were cancer patients. So I learned this story and I'm like, I got to get one of these units. So I got one and then I sold it when I moved, and I'm on my, you know, pilgrimage now. And I helping people, going from house to house, and I'm almost done with it. But I just found this sauna company, dude. You got to get one. If you don't get one, I'm going to buy you one for a Christmas present.
I love dude, it.
This guy started repping this. It's 40 years. I don't even know how I didn't find out about this. There are these little boxes that fold up, and they put silver threads on the inside of them to refract the infrared. So instead of buying this big ass unit, costing all this money, you just get into this thing, fold it up. It's got a little folding chair, and you zip it up. You press a button, and in 3 minutes, you're sweating your ass off. You're done in 15 to 20 minutes. It doesn't take 30 to 45 minutes. So for me, from a health hack standpoint, it's like the X3, right? 8 minutes, build my muscle, bounce. With this thing, mine's showing up today or tomorrow. I'm so excited. I've been using the one down at the colon hydrotherapy clinic. Dude, it's remarkable. It's remarkable. And you got to get one of those saunas, bro. You have to get one.
About that action, dude. I'm all about that action, Tim. I would love that. I mean, I love sauna. I went and did a float tank while I was in New Jersey, went to the NYC, did a nice little float tank, and I loved it, dude. I would float all the time if I could. I need to find a float tank in LA, just an hour of just being alone, my thoughts. And I saunaed before that, and I need the sauna now. The gyms have finally opened here.
Well, here, dude, write this down. I'll give it to you. It's 70, just, I think it's called relaxsaunas.com. relaxsaunas.com. And the guy gave me a code. It's like 75. No, it's save 75.
Oh, here we go.
Write that down. Save 75. That's what I got. I got $75 off my purchase.
Oh, and dude, I love these, dude.
Dude, they're little. They're teeny, dude.
Dude, look at that, dude. That is so crazy.
And the guy's been doing it for a long time. I had a conversation with him for like an hour, and I'm like, just give me – I got the black one with the black. It's a little bit thicker, heavier deal. It was like $2,000. And they had the other model, I think, was like $1,600.
Dude, that's pretty cool,
man.
So
it's affordable. It's affordable. But those silver threads, dude, what happens is because he lined it with silver threads, the infrared rays like refract like a bazillion times. And that's why you get heated up so quickly and it gets the job done quickly.
Dude, I'm all about this, bro.
If you don't get that, I'm going to get you one.
That's how important it is, dude.
This shit will push out the heavy metals.
Oh, you got the black one?
Yeah.
I love it, dude. They got a looks like a sleeping bag. I love it, dude. I'm all about this. Tim, real quick, tell them where they could tell them about your website real quick. And if you want to give the swarm any kind of love on that.
Our website's chemicalfreebody.com. And, you know, we have detox and nutrition products, and they're all doctor formulated. We can help you get the 6 to 12 pounds of impacted fecal material out of your colon very quickly, within 15 days, very gently, no diarrhea. You don't have to, you know, you can play sports, you can travel. We have all kinds of products like that. I have a toxin detox product. I mean, I could spend an hour on this stuff, but the reality is that people have to understand, Sam, is that most supplements on the market are toxic, or they have a toxic other ingredient in them, like magnesium stearate or silicon dioxide or dicalcium phosphate. Check your labels. All of our stuff is raw herbs, raw foods, concentrated, and we don't put any toxic binders, fillers, or flow agents. So we're literally like a needle in a haystack. And we have a lot of the swarm. I mean, we've probably got a dozen swarm members or more that came in last time and got some stuff. And I call, because I try to call every person that coming in, or our team does, just to say hi. And, you know, one guy is in his late 50s and he just told me that his bowel movements have improved so much and he can actually get morning wood again now. And hasn't had that in a long time. So we've helped him get his body cleaned up. We've cleaned up his pipes. We flooded him with nutrition, showed him how to do it. And we're doing all these health hacks and our group coaching. So if they want to go to the website and go to the product section, go to savings bundles, they can start off with like a jumpstart bundle or do what I do, which is the total energy and detox bundle. I think that's what you do. And then I think you take the alpha energy as well. But our biggest product now that's new is our turmeric product. I built this because we have a problem on a cellular level. My goal is to help people get their nutrition right so they're not starving to death and having all this gas and bloating. But if your cells are inflamed, you can't get nutrients into the cell well, and you can't get the waste matter out. So that's a problem. Even if you clean up your gut and you're taking good foods in, it gets to the bloodstream, it still has to get into the cell. So you have to reduce that inflammation. So what we did was we bought this really expensive machine that makes the turmeric, the curcuminoids in the turmeric root, really small and tiny. So it goes through the blood-brain barrier and you squirt it in your mouth. In 5 minutes, it goes through the mucous membrane. It's in your entire bloodstream, bypasses digestion. So you don't need any black pepper, and your entire cardiovascular system is reducing the inflammation very quickly. It's a breakthrough product that I built to improve nutrition absorption. But it's a major breakthrough in pain and inflammation. So people have back pain, you know, they got like arthritis or headaches, that kind of shit. It really works. So, and if they want to, they can get at checkout, they can get an additional 5% off just typing in Sam at checkout. So you get a double discount and you get a double your money back guarantee and all our stuff. So, and if something doesn't work, call me. We will find another company or another product that will work. We'll refund your money because we're here to help people get their health right.
Tim James, he's a young Christian warrior. He drops a hammer of truth on these unsuspecting fools. I appreciate you, brother. Anytime, all the time. I love chopping it up with you. You've been a really good friend, and I always appreciate your knowledge that you come on here and drop, and I look forward to doing it again, brother. Thank you guys so much for tuning. I hope you enjoyed this special bonus episode. We really appreciate you. I hope to see you in San Diego tonight, or see you in Arizona, or in Phoenix, or Indianapolis the next couple of weeks. I love you all, And hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys soon. Take care, everybody. I love you. Take care.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.